This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
Hello, this is Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio, and I am currently here with Ella Eyre in the iconic Pulse nightclub as she's getting her hair done before she plays at Leeds Stylist tonight. How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited, to be quite honest. I've played Leeds before, and I played the Cockpit, which I hear is closed down now, or closing down. But it was such a good gig. It was so much fun, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there and playing a bigger venue.
Yeah, it's a very different atmosphere as well, like a university campus, so...
Yeah, it's a completely different atmosphere, and I was never a student, so actually walking through the campus today, I felt like I fit in a little bit.
Yeah, you're about the same age, so, I mean, it works. So last time I saw you was at Maida Vale. You were doing a session for Zane Lowe, which sounded lovely, by the way. And I don't know if you remember, but my colleague Jilly and I gave you a swimming hat to put on. You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I actually put it on pretty much as soon as you gave it to me, and it lasted about 5 seconds, and then my band just could not concentrate, and I was like, okay, this was a bad idea.
Oh, so you'll not be wearing it tonight for the show?
No.
Gutted, okay. And that leads me on to my next question, like, what have you been doing since then? That was back in July, I think. What have you been up to?
Since then, I think I was right in the middle of festival season then, so finished the festival season, had some incredible shows. It's been such a wicked year so far. If I Go was released, and then obviously Comeback's just been released this weekend. So everything's been going really well, swimmingly, to say the least. It's been a lot of fun to sort of see it all grow, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, those two singles, like, well done, like, Comeback came out a few days ago, loving it. Are they like a good indicator for the sound of this album that we are waiting for?
Yeah, I think they're definitely indicator that, you know, they're both on the album, so I think they summarise it quite well. Comeback slightly more poppy and slightly more sort of, I don't know, brutal lyrically, but then If I Go slightly more vulnerable and also, you know, quite a bit more soulful. So I think the two extremes of the style of the album.
Very nice, I love that. And I heard that your album is called Feline.
It's actually a rumour, yeah. I don't know where this came from. It's just been, apparently I've announced my album title, and yeah.
Okay, because I was going to ask, is it a tribute to your cats?
I'm sure if it was, it would be.
Okay, I like that, good answer. Speaking of the album, will there be any collaborations or surprises you want to talk about?
There aren't any surprises, to be quite honest. The songs. I think this album was sort of focusing on me being a solo artist. I did a lot of collaborations last year, and I wanted to focus on, you know, what people know. I want people to know who I am first. But I'm not saying I'd never do a collaboration ever again. I've had so much fun doing them. I think they present so many more opportunities and otherwise something that the fans would love to hear, with the two artists sort of combining. So I'd definitely do them again. I just think for now, I want to have a break from that and sort of... can, you know, focus on being a solo artist.
Speaking of collaborations, you obviously did that beautiful song No Angels with Dan from Bastille. I saw that at Parklife, actually. Oh. I wasn't expecting you to come on, and I just thought, oh, Ella Eyre's here, like, during Bastille's set. I was like, oh, brilliant. Did you know that Dan went to Leeds Uni and he was on Leeds Student Radio, apparently?
No way, that's mental. Didn't Rudimental go to Leeds as well?
I'm not sure, maybe.
I think they went to the other Leeds. Is there two
Leeds Met, yeah. Or Leeds Beckett.
Quite a lot of people come out of Leeds. I think John Newman went to Leeds as well.
Really?
I think I'm just making it up now.
Let's just name drop all of them. Yeah. Spread all these rumours.
I didn't go to Leeds.
You still can.
Yeah, I could if I wanted. Maybe I could. But that's really cool that Bastille came to Leeds. He's such a lovely guy. I'm supporting them on their November tour in America. So I'm really excited to get out there and to sort of branch out and get my name out there, really.
Yeah, amazing. So speaking of uni, if you were a student, what would you study?
I think that's the reason why I didn't go to uni, is because I didn't really know what I would study. And mainly because I feel like I like to be captain of a ship. I'm quite, not bossy, but I'm quite driven. And I felt like being at uni is a bit like being at school, in a way. And I think I just had enough. And I think I'd quite like to have a degree in something. If I'm going to have a degree in anything, I think it would be something like that enables me to be a vet.
Oh, okay.
I love animals, so I'd quite like to save them.
Vet Ella.
Yeah, Dr. Ella.
like that. It's nice. Good choice. Very good choice. Okay, so and looking back at the past year, I went to One Extra Live last year, and I remember the first time I heard about you, because I saw your hair was massive. It was like down to the floor. That's an exaggeration. And you were singing for Rudimental. And since then, like, you're everywhere. Festivals, singles dropping, albums coming out. What is next, you know, for you, apart from this world domination that is happening?
It was going pretty smoothly. I guess, you know, like I said, I'm supporting Bastille on their American tour. My album will be coming out early next year. Obviously, I'm on tour, doing my own tour right now. And I'll be releasing a few more stuff to the end of the year. There's a lot of exciting projects coming up, which I'm looking forward to sharing with everybody.
Yeah, you do seem to be constantly on tour. And I was going to ask, what is the weirdest gig you've ever been to or ever played at?
I think the weirdest gigs are the corporate gigs, when they're for a company and they don't necessarily know who you are or what you do. I think that they're the weirdest ones. But if anything, they're actually quite fun, because you've then got half an hour, 45 minutes, however long the set is, to convince people that you're worth listening to. And they always end up being quite fun, because I think that they don't really know what to expect.
Mm. Cool. And finally, for all the students listening to Leeds Student Radio, I want to know, more than anything, after a heavy night out, be it on tour, be it, you know, at home, what is your go-to snack, or as I like to call it, your drunk food of choice?
This is quite a weird one, because I think people might turn their stomachs. But particularly when I've gone on night out in London, my favourite thing to do is go to this place called Burger and Lobster.
Okay.
And it's basically you either order a burger or a lobster or both. And so I went with a couple of my mates, and we ended up getting a lobster each and then sharing a burger. And it was just divine.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
I felt sick afterwards, but it was worth it.
I like that. Well, thank you very much, Ella. This has been Dangerous Jag, and you've been listening to Leeds Student Radio.